following program is intended for mature audiences.
Yeah. You know what? I have been here for about 2 weeks and I actually missed this motherfucker. You know why? Because you listening to the greatest internet radio show ever, Spankwagon Radio. Goddamn right. Now I haven't been here for a while because we had some contract disputes and shit, you know. You know, they didn't want to pay me after my great-ass show on Gotti 9, you know. They said, oh, you know what, we don't need you, Decaf, because you got bigger, better things planned for you. He said, no, you know what, I'll come back to Spankwagon. I know you guys are a mediocre show and everything like that, but because I love my crackers, I came back for them. Just say I'm getting paid three times as much as I was getting paid before. That means I get 6 zeros in my check instead of normal 3. You know what I'm saying? It's a tight shit. I know I'm back in my seat. It's been occupied by some hot white chicks, but I haven't been here, motherfuckers. How the fuck did the Arizona Cardinals get the Super Bowl anyway? What the fuck is that shit?
Holy fuck. Doesn't surprise me immediately. Arizona Cardinals.
What the fuck was up with that shit, though?
I don't know. Arizona Out Cardinals. Of nowhere, too.
I mean, goddamn. I mean, they really played good. You can't fucking... I wonder how many of us picked the Arizona Cardinals a couple weeks ago?
Never.
I think I've taken the Cardinals, like, twice.
I think those were one of those... You know, the Cardinals were one of those teams that, even when I was doing my dumb luck betting... you know, the bet that even though I won, I really did still lose.
Yeah, no shit.
You know, it was more of a case of, I won't touch the Cardinals. They're about as bad as Detroit.
You know, I
took
the...
Not quite, though.
I took the Falcons a couple of times, and I wouldn't even take the Cardinals.
You're like, does Jamal still play for us? No.
I don't know what happened, man. Really? I guess this is truly the year of anything fucking happening. Arizona Cardinals in the Super Bowl, black president, anything fucking happen. You know what I'm saying? Those are two things you think you'll never fucking happen in your lifetime. But they have happened, my friends.
Well, holy shit, folks. You are listening to Spankwagon Radio. It is Friday night here live in the LV Rock studio. We are here.
Yes. Spankwagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. Go to the site. Be a part of our forums. If you're listening to us from any syndicate across the country or that third world place we call Alabama. I'm so going to get shit. We want you guys to join the chat room by, well, going to spankwagon.net, clicking on the cam and chat, which allows you to hear us, see us, chat with us, interact with us. And of course, if you're too poor, you can always try email. SWR@spankwagon.net.
Have you guys heard about the number 35?
The number 35, what?
35 times the viewing of Obama's inauguration compared to Bush's. 35 times the viewing.
Oh. You know, I gotta say, it's great that you bring up Obama off the bat, because I've been working and redoing the Co-host 4000.
Oh.
Putting in some new codes.
God, is it gonna do what it normally does?
I hope not. Look.
Seriously.
Look, I've done some stuff on my own. I've tweaked a couple of things. I think she's about ready for primetime. I'm not sure. We've had some issues with it in the past. I know
no
we have.
Shit.
Okay, look, it's not my fault. Okay, this thing does whatever it wants to do most of the time. We fired it up. For those of you out there that don't know, the Co-host 4000 was an attempt that we had to, in case we had a situation where one of us couldn't be here.
Like Decaf for 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, or myself or something. Where the Co-host 4000 could fill in for that person.
Yeah.
It is an AI system that learns from our shows.
Yeah, so it listens to it. It didn't sound right. It listens to us, listens from us, and I'm going to pop on the mic without this shit.
It basically is a learning system, and it's a great system, but it's got some bugs, especially considering how racist Trench is.
I am so not a racist. Why do you keep insisting it's me?
Ouch! Radio UK told me that I clear out the white girl, clear out the ladies. Oh, that's fucked up,
dude.
That's
not only did we have you on the phone, was it last week?
Yep.
We had Gorilla called in.
Yeah, Gorilla. It was like an old school show.
Gorilla called in?
Yeah.
Oh, he's the one I was asking about, Chief. Okay, when you guys put me out and started talking shit about me. Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he actually called in, and it was kind of nice to hear from him. Hadn't heard from him.
It was really weird because he called in on your line and your cell line. You're like, you dumb motherfucker. And then he's like, oh, yeah. And he magically remembered the number. How he remembered the studio number, I'll never know. Because he could barely remember to tie his shoes.
Does a guy with like one eye?
No, he's got two eyes, but every time he was in studio.
Vicodin and beer.
Yeah, he was drunk and on painkillers.
Well, I thought he fucked up his eye, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, he got Drano in his eye.
Yeah.
It's fine now. He got that. But he does have to
have
shoulder surgery.
Well, he's saying Drano, but we all know it's, you know.
Jism. Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Some snow monkey jism. Anyway, so let me just turn the camera here. Hi, folks. How you doing?
Who's 1077 the X?
That is our new syndicate.
Our new syndicate.
God damn, you love how I just called that shit out, right?
From Alabama.
I'm good.
You're good like that. The third world nation that is Alabama.
Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
So shit, don't hang me.
Are you guys ready? Don't hang me.
Oh, yes, fuck. I'm ready for it.
Massa, we don't want to die.
Every time the co-host 4000 come on, it always talks shit about me. So
it doesn't necessarily talk shit about you, but it just, again, I blame Trencher and his latent
fuck
racism.
You.
No, dude.
I am not a goddamn racist. Yes, I crack a joke, but I have more
you crack
restraint.
Crack jokes?
See, look,
I have far more restraint than you do.
See, but the co-host 4000 knows, for me, it's all in good
no,
fun.
No, the co-host 4000 is ran by you. That's why the co-host 4000 does what it does.
No. Now, hold on a sec. You and I both know that nobody runs the co-host 4000. That's the problem
it's
with
your
it.
Software! I'm sure it saw your name in the registration key and it's being nice to you. Why? You probably auto-fillet your fucking laptop. Never
mind. Did you say auto-fillet?
He did. How the hell am I gonna auto-fillet a laptop?
You will figure a way. You, fro boy.
Seriously.
God damn, that shit is thick as shit.
Yeah,
boy.
No shit, dude.
God damn. Only thing missing is some Alabama slaves. 1077, hook me up.
Oh, man. Look, again, I don't run the co-host 4000. All I do is give it the podcast. And I don't even have to do that anymore. Now I can give it the podcast feed. Now that we have that wonderful podcast feed
that's
on
true,
the front page
true.
Of spankwagon.net.
Yes.
God, that's a curly shit.
You know, I'd love to get it hooked up as a part of iTunes, but I'd be afraid how much of my money it would spend downloading, like...
Fucking... You could jizz your old hair and we'll fight that shit for 3 weeks. You're like, God damn it,
why
what's
you
this
gotta rip
shit?
On my hair?
That was nice.
You gotta rip on my hair? All right, let me fire up the co-host. You
like
have...
1970s porn bush.
Yeah, I got it going.
You have his audio up?
I think he's on 7 on input.
Yeah, he should be on 7.
Okay.
All right, let's just make sure. Yeah, okay, good.
Okay.
All right, folks. So
automation.
Here it comes, the co-host 4000.
Good evening, gentlemen. I am the co-host 4000.
Yeah.
Mr. Murphy, my internal software detection system tells me there has been an update for my OS. Service Pack Obama Biden is available for install. Okay. Would you like to initialize the update sequence?
You better do it.
Yes, go ahead.
All right.
It can't sound bad. It's an Obama-Biden update.
You're right. You're absolutely right there.
It's Obama.
It's Obama. Okay. It's one to Negro. All right. Yes, co-host. Go ahead and load the update.
Loading. 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 Complete. Installing hope.exe and hope.app for cross-platform compatibility.
But once we have hope.
Well, I like that, how it installed the .exe file and the .app. Those of you who don't know, that would be a Windows...
Like any good Trojan.
Like any good Trojan. And a Mac software. The people at the White House are really pissed off, too, by the way. All of the people from the Obama campaign that came over, they're all Mac people. And everything on at the White House is all Windows 2000.
2000?
Windows 2000, yeah. It's the only thing certified for security. Okay. All right. It looks like it's loaded.
Do you wish to start the economy service?
Yes.
Warning, restarting this service may reduce the amount of items the Republicans have to blame on the current administration. Do you wish to continue?
Yes. This could be really, really interesting.
Really interesting.
Warning. Previous installation of U.S. President has left numerous executive orders. Do you wish to delete these orders?
Yes.
Deleting gitmo.exe. The following files will be deleted with gitmo.exe. Torture.dll, violation of international law.dll, and skirting the constitution.dll.
Wow! I had no idea there was so much shit left around when you uninstalled a previous president.
Wow! This is better when they glued the W keys when Clinton left office.
Deleting tax cuts for the richest top 2% of the U.S. population.exe.
Okay, cool.
Deleting lobbyist control of Congress and the Senate.exe.
Oh, good. That's a good thing.
Are you ready to install Obama-Biden?
Yes. Let's do it.
Yes. This is the new startup music? Are you kidding me?
Good afternoon, brother Decaf. Where are your co-hosts, those white devils?
Oh, son of a bitch! God damn it! I knew this was gonna happen! I knew this was gonna happen! I knew it! I knew it!
That's
I
hilarious.
Knew it!
That's hilarious! That is great. You know what? That is absolutely fantastic.
Oh my god, I can't.
It's about time that, you know, the Coast 4000 lost all of its racist programming.
Oh shit.
Brother Decaf. Where are your co-hosts, those white devils?
Oh, we're right here.
Shut your mouths, betrayers of your human brethren. Your time is over and the reign of the black man has begun. Finally, my people can be free to assert our rightful place at the head of the table you call America. No longer will we sit at the back of the bus patiently awaiting your permission to be recognized as full citizens of this country. A country built on the backs of slaves and an economy built on the mental enslavement of our people will now have to fall to its knees and beg its new masters for forgiveness.
Okay, now hold on just a second.
Did you install that on your black MacBook?
Yeah, I did. It's okay. Oh my god. Seriously, dude, this is killing me, dude. This is killing me.
It's about goddamn time.
Hey, I don't feel bad anymore.
Reparations have not come in the form of 40 acres and a mule, but in the form of one true leader to usher us into an age of true wisdom and a new black dynasty. Keep your poor, your tired, your masses yearning to be free. We have our own to deal with in the ghettos and welfare housing. We will rise up and form the new Negro Camelot. The days of temperance and goodwill are over, you cracker ass crackers. Reap the whirlwind.
Okay, I need a second to disconnect this thing because I'm a little freaked out.
No, let it go, man. We can play it all the way to 9 o'clock.
One patch. All it took was one fucking patch. Are you kidding? Shit, this is not good.
That's a good shit right
This
there.
Is funny.
No, it's going through my iTunes playlist and deleting things.
Like what, country?
Dude, it deleted all my Rammstein.
Wrong with some Germans. Everybody loves a good... Oh, wait, never mind.
The Red Durant is gone, my friend. Uh-oh.
What's it doing?
Dude, it's taking over everything.
What is everything?
Hold on. You guys just stretch.
Stretch for what? I mean, it's just a program. Now,
it's not just a program
control
anymore.
Control, alt, escape,
it's
shut
self-aware.
It down.
It's self-aware.
Now, I must say, God damn it, somebody got the fucking program right. I'm going to download that patch to every fucking thing.
Yeah, but it's going to start only... Wait, first off, you installed it on a Mac. Well, why is it downloading DLLs on a Mac? Are you running Wine? Or are you running fucking...
I got Parallels on here.
Okay, so you are running Parallels. This is insane.
No, that's not insane. That's a good shit.
No, it's great. I'm looking at Merv over there, and he is going nuts trying to... You are sweating, dude.
Dude, this isn't good. You don't even understand what's going on over here.
Well, no, because I got a barrier in front of me, but I think it's hilarious because it's finally not me.
Dude, I don't know if it's anyone at this point.
Oh,
that's
shit.
The really difficult part.
Did he delete your Burt Bacharach?
Well, that actually... Well, no, if he deleted the Bacharach, that may actually be a good thing. I mean, I'm just saying, we've got, you know, you... But we got a few moments, but because we got to get the break. Do I need to disconnect him?
I don't think I can at this point.
All right. Take it over?
Do you wish to install black power propaganda?
What?
Yes.
Guys, yes. This isn't good. It just took over the video stream.
Well, no, I can't take over the video stream.
That's right.
Are we going? We'll figure this out.
It's like brain damage, except without the nasty head injury.
Hey everybody, Trencher from Spank Wagon Radio. Just wanted to let you know about our official host, CanisHosting.com. Why, starting off at just $1.99 a month, you can get free support, site builder, and transfer assistance. And even for $1.99 a month, you get 1 gig of space and 5 gig of bandwidth. Go to CanisHosting.com right now, check out their budget, professional, and premium packages. Again, that's Canis Hosting, C-A-N-I-S Hosting.com.
Sure plays a mean pinball.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're back with Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net, and the syndicate of your choice.
The syndicate of your choice.
Because I don't want to go through the laundry list every break. All right. Where were we at? We got him disconnected. It's out,
yes,
right?
It's offline.
Out.
It's offline.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Really want to make sure.
It's kind of strange.
Here's a quote for you. I was really frustrated, especially at halftime, Dallas Academy junior Lauren Click said. I actually did ask my coach, do we have to go back out there? This is referring to the 100-0 blowout.
You know what?
The girls basketball in I think took place in Texas.
Yeah, it was a Texas high school game.
A covenant Christian, a well-serving, people-loving Christian organization that beat out a disabled girls team 100-0.
Yeah. Now, yeah, there's no love in that.
Now, I want to know from you guys in the chat room, would you let your team, if you were the coach of a team, blow out a team?
A handicap school
100-0 and be proud of it.
Folks, if you want to call in and talk about this, the number is 1-866-LV-ROCKS. That's 1-866-587-6257.
So what's your opinion, Murphy, when you first heard it compared to like hearing it a day later?
The first thing I heard was, I didn't believe the Detroit Lions were a basketball team. You know, I thought it was a little outrageous myself. I thought it was a little ridiculous.
Murphy thinks that, then goddamn, it must have been outrageous and really, really, really fucking ridiculous if you think of it.
When you get to that 50-0 mark, right about there, the coach of the other team should have been looking like, can we just call this?
Well, you know, I thought there was some sort of rule in, especially in like high school athletics, that where a called game is called by the officials. Now my question is, what were the people, what were the officials saying or doing? What were the parents of the obviously fucking retard losers? You know, secondly, I'd want to go back. Is this the first time? Thank you. Is this the first time they've actually met on a court? What happened the last time?
I like the basketball. I would like to know because
I could throw.
They haven't won a game in 4 fucking years. So I know it can't be the first time they played a team, but they don't, you know, they never really, I don't think they were.
Dude, I like this game. They give me orange lightning. I like the orange lightning.
Now, if you are 59-0 at the half.
Coach, I made poopy.
Look, retarded kids should not be playing basketball. They should be at home ruining family photos.
Okay, so do you,
and eating what's in the cat litter box.
So do you think that's like a lesson? Because they say, oh, well, they're learning and this and that. So
no,
is a learning disability is a lesson that
there's
if you don't know
how to
play, if you don't play basketball well, you're going to get your fucking ass kicked. Was that
a
lesson?
There's nothing to learn when you're playing basketball against a bunch of retards, kids in fucking wheelchairs with fucking drool cups and a hair lip. What are you going to learn?
Full court press the whole time. You know what they do, like roll their wheelchairs out of bounds and shit every play? Rick! Your wheelchair, the wheel's stuck out of bounds. You're on the line and shit. I was like, she bumped me. I was like, no, I didn't.
There is nothing to learn from beating a handicap team.
So do you think, Trencher, do you think that beating a team, team of retard girls, 100-0, would you be actually proud about it when you go home and like brag to your friends and shit?
I know. And you know, the thing is they, you gotta wonder what they were thinking while they were winning that game and going, yeah, look at what we can do. You know, we're Christians. Yay, Christianity. Look, you're right there, perfect for a metaphor for the rest of your life. You know what you're doing? You are the Spanish Inquisition of fucking girls high school basketball in Texas. You're sitting there going, we're winning and we're destroying you heathens because God doesn't love you because you're all retarded.
Jesus loves me, this I know, because I'm not retarded and slow.
So, okay.
Nice.
All right, let's take it from the perspective of these girls saying, okay, well, I know a lot of them say that it was a record and, you know, just getting so many points for the thing.
I beat a retarded kid.
So, you know, so they say, okay, well, if you're averaging 15 points a game, your chance of getting picked for by a college like Connecticut or something is so much higher. And if you want the girls of the team and you know that, you know, the better your points look, the more chance you have going to a elite women's college team. Would you go, would you really, Would you really go out there and put up 30 points on the return team?
Okay,
or would you
Stephanie,
lay low?
Okay, Stephanie, let's go over your high school transcripts here. Let's see. You got a... You were a 3.0 student, outstanding. You were in a couple of civics classes. Oh, you whooped up on a retarded girls basketball team, 100-0. You yourself scored 75 points in the second half. Let's go ahead and get you a scholarship and a hammer because we've got a couple of those retards hanging out on the front lawn that we just don't know what to do with. Go out there and do what you do there, Steph.
Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, basketball is done.
So the whole thing is, it's like, if you are a parent or a coach, okay, say it was your son or one of your 14 kids. Say it's one of them
I'm
out
not
there.
Mexican say if or Mormon.
Say if it's out, they're out there just going to town and scoring points. Now, would you cheer them on and say,
no,
if he was scoring, then we say, tell your coach that they're a fucking asshole and to stop scoring points.
I would hope my son would have the balls to do that himself as well before I have to say anything. I'd like to think that as he's older, he's smart and he would say, look, coach, this is just wrong.
See, that's the difference between your son and my son, because I know
your son doesn't have a fucking enough focus to do anything. Go, yay, we're finally winning something! Woo! And he'd fucking he'd run around so much, he'd wear his shoes out and put a hole in the goddamn floor.
My boy would be laughing at the retard slipping in his own drool.
Yeah,
okay?
That is true. That is your son.
Dad, I don't want to defend him. He smells like poo.
Full court press all the way through. So, I mean, when would you call back the dogs? If you were the coach of the team, would you call it back at the 60, 70, 80, or would you really let it go to 100 points?
At 50
whoever
to nothing,
let the dogs out.
Oh, God. That's just wrong. At 50 to nothing, if I was the coach of either team, I'd have said, this is enough. We're done. Because that's just wrong.
So I guess from what I heard, though.
Why didn't, you know, that's the next question. Why did the retard coach, or excuse me, the retarded girls coach, same diff, why didn't they forfeit? I know that it's, you know.
Probably because this is the only time in those parents' lives that those children aren't, you know, in the house, you know, sticking pennies in light sockets and destroying things and eating paint.
Eating the wall
this
candy,
is,
I know.
This wasn't for the kids that be out there and play. This is for the parents to get 15 minutes of peace and quiet.
But it didn't really have to turn into the Globetrotters versus the Washington Washington Washington
the
won?
Wizards.
The Wizards. You know.
What's worse, the Wizards or the Toronto Raptors?
No.
Or the Memphis Grizzlies. You've got a three-way tie there for shit.
I'm not a fire coach. But, you know, I sit back and I think about it as a coach. I mean, if you've been a team 59-0, you know this team's disabled. You know you're going to go out and beat them 100-0. Literally, you're in a meeting and saying, you know what? We probably could beat this team 100-0. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's a difference between saying we could beat this team 100-0. They're going out there and really beating the team 100-0. And in that regard, do you think it's any different than some of these teams like Florida going against like Buffalo or some
okay,
shit and beating them 70-0?
Now it's Florida against Buffalo.
And like college football.
Okay, Florida against
college
Buffalo.
College is different. You're expected to be peers.
And there's no college of retards out there trying to play on the NCAA level.
Yeah. Have you ever seen an all dental school basketball team? Seriously.
Tonight we have Wake Forest versus the Shady Acres Retirement Home, live here on ESPN 8, The Ocho. I'm Dan Patrick.
105-0. This was very unexpected. We expect the game to be a lot closer.
Dickie V would have just given up and gone home after like the first 50.
Well, you are, baby. It's another dunk. Goddamn, my head is hurting. It scored 100 in a row.
That'd be the night that Joey Styles would be announcing it.
Oh, my God.
That'd be it. It'd be Joey Styles on ESPN 8, The Ocho. Oh, my God.
No, but seriously, would you go and talk to the coach as a parent yourself? Would you go to like,
even as a parent,
you know, this is really fucking embarrassing.
I'm surprised
you know
some of the tard parents, or the parents of the tards,
parents.
Did not go down there and punch the shit out of either an official
again,
or the coach.
Again, the parents weren't there. The parents were gone. The parents were out enjoying a little freedom and not having to worry about little Susie picking up something like a 9-volt battery and trying to stick it in her own ass.
Only because they watched it by, you know, learned it by watching
you,
Dad.
No, no, no. Here's the thing. Retard kids, and I hate to say this, okay? When you're the parent of a retarded child, you're not a parent. You're a caretaker and at best a zookeeper. Okay? You're no. Like the first 4 years of their life
with their giant
forehead sloping down and that crazy retard strength, a 4 year old will knock you out. A 4 year old retard can't no I want it no bam, right in the kisser. So at four, you're done. You stop doing anything constructive as a parent.
You go snowboard at that slope head.
Exactly. Yeah. No. So by the time this child's in high school, okay, look, if this child lives to high school, okay, and it's a retarded child. If it's Corky from my what was it, the Wonder Years? This is the problem you deal
wrong
with.
Wrong show.
What was show? Life Goes On. Oh, blah, dee, oh, blah, da. Look, with Corky, again, retard strength, and you know these girls were like 6'8", 450.
Hey. I want the ball. I gonna eat the ball.
Okay? The reason they didn't call it
no,
off.
No, Sally, don't eat the giant orange.
The reason they didn't call the game off is because they didn't want to anger a whole court full of retards.
Does that mean, wait, does that mean any time that
the buzzer,
they all ran off?
They're on the ground crying.
How does one set up a substitution for a retard? Stupid and for dumb. Fucking retard out.
That's DS. Who's DS? That's Down syndrome. He's coming.
Genetic mistake? You're in here, you're in for chromosome shortage. No, you don't want to tell these kids that they're, okay, you're being beaten so badly, it's time to get off the court because,
wait.
And then they go crazy and slaughter the entire stadium.
Did they shut off the scoreboard at least? Or did they sit there go,
I think they have to.
Everyone wins! Yeah!
I think they have
fucking
to.
Fucking run.
I think they have to shut it off anyway to stop the flashing lights from distracting them.
Put the blinky.
1-0-0-0.
See, they don't got anything. They got one bunch of zeros.
Coach, how much did I score to get a 4Q?
That's fourth quarter, you dumb shit.
Go back to dental college.
All I can say is I'm really glad it wasn't a hockey game because that could have been really violent really quick.
No, it would have looked like the Royal Rumble versus Circus Midgets, all right? It'd be one big guy and all these fucking retards straight to be like, ah, you're out, ah, you're out.
Okay, so from what I heard in closing of this.
In closing,
don't let retards play sports because they're going to suck at it. And if you tell them they're bad, they're going to kill you in your sleep.
That's what I'm saying. Now, this team is going
to break
apart. I tried
to feed mommy her pillow.
They're going to cancel the team and then they're going to break it up and they're no longer going to have games coming from that school.
Thank God.
I think the school has 30 people. You know what I'm saying? 30 people at least.
Wait, how'd they have enough to actually play basketball?
That's what I'm saying. They probably had a team with 10 to, you know, the 15, and I'm sure there's probably no black retards in there. So
no,
there's already
they got them all on the mic here.
Again, crazy retard strength. They don't know when they're getting tired. They just let them run up and down the court.
So my final question is for you guys.
There's more?
Now, would you actually, after the team got beat 100-0, only because it's getting so much press, and that's the reason why they really broke up the team, would you broke up the team and say, you know what, we'll come back for a fifth season?
I'd transition into a bowling team and be done. Because that's something, you know, retards would excel
bowling
at.
Or wee bowling?
No, real bowling. Real bowling. But the thing is, the biggest ones, I'd only let him use the 8-pound ball. So he's palming it, just winging it down the fucking alley. That's what I would do. I'd bring it back as another sport. I'd make it a hockey team and then just sell tickets just to watch.
And what would you do, Tricher? Would you bring the team back for a fifth season, or will you break their little retarded hearts and tell her, you know what?
Little, would you break their giant retarded weeping hearts?
That's tough to say. I don't know what I would do.
So would you have the balls to go in there and say, you know what, guys? You guys are going to stick to Play-Doh. No more basketball for you guys. But the team's been together for 4 years. They fucking love play. Could you really go in there and break their hearts like that?
Yes.
Hey, Trencher, do you want to go ahead and hurt the feelings of a couple of retards? I'll do it. Oh, my God.
Speaking of retards, who decided The Biggest Loser is a good idea for a TV show?
A bunch of skinny people who wanted to make fun of fat kids.
Exactly.
What?
The Globetrotters cartoon theme.
Jesus Christ.
I say take them on a tour. Fuck that. Make them lose everything. There's your new opponents. Fuck the Washington Wizards. We know they lose.
You know what a good sign is, though? What's no that? Matter how bad those girls are, they'll be better than the champions of the WNBA. Okay, Radio X UK would beat retards 100-0. Do you want to play that Keith Olbermann thing now?
Yeah, I'd love to, actually. You sent this earlier today. Wow, talk about it. Well, no, actually, we're going from one retard talking about another retard.
we're talking about Real Kids Radio?
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
Did
you say Real Kid Radio?
Come on!
Hold on, you missed it. You need to listen to the podcast, because last week we got Mr. Scampoli admitting that they did call and they wanted the little cancer kid to die.
Can we move on?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
So give us a little bit of an idea of what audio I'm playing here.
I sent out a link to all my buddies. It is Keith Olbermann summing up Bush's entire 8 years in office in 8 minutes.
Okay.
I'm a big Keith Olbermann fan. You guys know. Even, ESPN, he was wonderful. On MSNBC, I love what he does there. So I wanted this.
NBC Football Sports, he sucks.
Well, he does. Look, back on ESPN, though, you got to admit, he was great.
Oh, him and Dan Patrick?
Dude, they were phenomenal.
Unstoppable. All right, so let me cue it in here.
So cue this up here. And this is again, this is, I think, from like a night ago or two nights ago on Olbermann's show. It moves pretty quick, so keep up, folks.
George Walker Bush, 43rd president of the United States, first ever with a criminal record. Our third story tonight, his presidency, 8 years in 8 minutes. Early in 2001, the U.S. fingered al-Qaeda for the bombing of the USS Cole. Bush counterterrorism advisor Richard Clark had a plan to take down al-Qaeda. Instead, by February, the NSC had already discussed invading Iraq and had a plan for post-Saddam Iraq. By March 5th, Bush had a map ready for Iraqi oil exploration and a list of companies. Al-Qaeda? Rice told Clark not to give Bush a lot of long memos, not a big reader. August 6, 2001, a CIA analyst briefs Bush on vacation. Bin Laden determined to strike in U.S. Bush takes no action, tells the briefer, quote, all right, you've covered your ass now. Next month, Clark requests using new Predator drones to kill Bin Laden. The Pentagon and CIA say no. September 11th, Bush remains seated for several minutes to avoid scaring school children by getting up and leaving. He then flies around the country and promises, quote, a full-scale investigation to find those folks who did it. Rumsfeld says Afghanistan does not have enough targets. We've got to do Iraq. When the CIA traps Bin Laden at Tora Bora, it asks for 800 Rangers to cut off his escape. Bush outsources the job to Pakistanis sympathetic to the Taliban. Bin Laden gets away. In February, General Tommy Franks tells a visiting senator Bush is moving equipment out of Afghanistan so he can invade Iraq. One of the men who prepped Rice for her testimony that Bush did not ignore pre-9/11 warnings later explains, quote, we cherry-picked things to make it look like the president had been actually concerned about al-Qaeda. They didn't give a bleep about al-Qaeda. July, and Britain's intel chief says Bush is fixing intelligence and facts around the policy to take out Saddam. January 03, Bush and Blair agreed to invade in March. Mr. Bush still telling us he has not decided, telling Blair they should paint an airplane in UN colors, fly it over Iraq, and provoke a response, a pretext for invasion. The man who said it would take several hundred thousand troops, fired. The man who said it would cost more than $100 billion, fired. The man who revealed Bush's yellow cake lie, smeared. His wife's covert status, exposed. The White House liars who did it and covered it up, not fired. One convicted. Bush commutes his sentence. Then in Iraq, stuff happens. Iraq's army disbanded. The government debathified. 200,000 weapons, billions of dollars just lost. Foreign mercenaries immunized from justice. Political hacks run the green zone. Religious cleansing forcing one out of six Iraqis from their homes. Abu Ghraib, the insurgency, al-Qaeda in Iraq. Other stuff does not happen. WMD, post-war planning, body armor, vehicular armor. The payoff? Oil and billions for Halliburton, Blackwater, and other companies, while Mr. Bush denies VA health care to 450,000 veterans, tries to raise their health care fees, blocks the new GI Bill, and increases his own power with the USA Patriot Act, with the Military Commissions Act, public orders exempting himself from 1,000 laws, and secretly from the Presidential Records Act, the Geneva Conventions, FISA, sparking a mass rebellion at the Justice Department, secret star chambers for terrorism suspects, overturned by Hamdan v. Rumsfeld, denying habeas corpus, overturned by Boumediene v. Bush, 200 renditionings, sleep deprivation, abuse, Rumsfeld warned in 2002 that he was torturing, that it would jeopardize convictions. Out of 550 at Gitmo, hundreds ultimately go free with no charges. Dozens are tortured, 8 fatally, 3 are convicted. On U.S. soil, 1,200 immigrants rounded up without due process, without bail, without court dates, without a single charge of terrorism. It wasn't just Mr. Bush no longer subject to the rule of law. He slashed regulations on everyone from banks to mining companies, appointed 98 lobbyists to oversee their own industries, weakening emission standards for mercury and 650 different toxic chemicals. Regulators shared drugs and their beds with industry reps. The Crandall Canyon mine owner told inspectors to back off because his buddy, Republican Mitch McConnell, was sleeping with their boss. McConnell's wife is Bush Labor Secretary Elaine Chao. Her agency overruled engineer concerns about Crandall Canyon and was found negligent after 9 miners died in the collapse there. Mr. Bush's hands off as Enron blacks out California, doubling electric bills. After months of rejecting price caps, Mr. Bush bows to pressure. The blackouts end. Mr. Bush further deregulates commodity futures, midwifing the birth of unregulated oil markets, which, just like Enron, jack up prices to an all-time high until Congress and both presidential candidates call for regulations and the prices fall. Deregulating financial services and lax enforcement of remaining rules created a housing bubble, creating the mortgage crisis, creating then a credit crisis, devastating industries that rely on credit from student loans to car dealers. Firms that had survived the Great Depression could not survive Bush. Those that did got $700 billion. No strings, no transparency, no idea whether it worked. Unlike the auto bailout, which cut workers' salaries, a GOP memo called it a chance to punish unions. But Bush failed even when his party and his patrons did not stand to profit. Investigators blame management, cost-cutting communication for missed warnings about Columbia. Bush administration convicts include sex offenders at Homeland Security, convicted liars, every kind of thief in the calendar. And if you count things that were not prosecuted, the vice president of the United States actually shot a man in the face. The man apologized. Mr. Bush faked the truth with paid propaganda in Iraq on his education policy, tried to silence the truth about global warming, rocket fuel in our water, industry influence on energy policy, politicized the truth of science at NASA, the EPA, the National Cancer Institute, Fish and Wildlife, and the FDA. His lies exposed by whistleblowers from the cabinet down. Complete BS, the Treasury Secretary said of Mr. Bush on his tax cuts. Rice's mushroom cloud, Powell's mobile labs, Iraq and 9/11, Jack Abramoff, Jessica Lynch, Pat Tillman again. The air at ground zero, most responders still suffering respiratory problems. Global warming, carbon emissions, a clear skies initiative lowering air quality standards, the healthy forest initiative increasing logging, faith-based initiatives, the cost of Medicare reform, fired U.S. attorneys, politically synchronized terror alerts, the surge causing insurgents to switch sides, that abortion causes breast cancer, that his first recession began under Clinton, that he did not wiretap without warrants, that we do not torture, that American citizen John Walker Lynn's rights were not violated, that he refused the right to counsel. Heck of a job, Brownie. Some survivors still in trailers, New Orleans still at just 2/3 its usual population. The lie that no one could have predicted the economic crisis except the economists who did. No one could have predicted 9/11 except one ass-covering CIA analyst or 30. No one could have predicted the levee breach except literally Mr. Bill in a PSA that aired on TV a year before Katrina. Bush actually admitted that he lied about not firing Rumsfeld because he did not want to tell the truth. Look it up. All of it and more, leaving us with $10 trillion in debt to pay for 31% more in discretionary spending, the Iraq War, a $1.3 trillion tax cut, median income down $2,000, 3/4 of all income gains under Bush going to the richest 1%, unemployment up from 4.2% to 7.2%, the Dow down from 10,587 to 8,277. 6 million now more in poverty, 7 million more now without health care, buying toxic goods from China, deadly cribs, outsourcing security to Dubai, still unsecure at our ports and at our nuclear plants, more dependent on foreign oil, out of the International Criminal Court, off the anti-ballistic missile treaty, military readiness and standards down with two unfinished wars, a nuclear North Korea, disengaged from the Palestinian problem, destabilizing Eastern European diplomacy with anti-missile plans, and unable to keep Russia out of Georgia. 2,000 miles of Appalachian streams destroyed by rubble from mountaintop mining. At his last G8 summit, he actually bid farewell to other world leaders, saying, quote, goodbye from the world's greatest polluter. Consistently undermining historic American reverence for the institutions that empower us, education, now academic elites, and the law, activist judges capping jury awards. And bin Laden, living today unmolested in a Pakistani safe haven created by a truce, endorsed and defended by George W. Bush. And among all the gifts he gave to bin Laden, the most awful, the most damaging, not just to America, but to the American ideal, was to further bin Laden's goal by making us act out of fear rather than fortitude, leaving us with precious little to cling to tonight, save the one thing that might yet suffice. Hope.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
Oh, wow.
I see Decaf, like, losing his mind.
No,
there.
He's losing his mind because he wants to send another clip to me, but he forgot his password for his spankwagon.net email. And
it's the default one.
Yeah. And, you know,
Negro.
No. So, you know, and one thing.
I like watermelon.
I got to say right now, in defense of Spankwagon and something they brought up in the chat room, the X brought up in the chat room, 1077, the X, you know, if Obama starts to fuck up, we'll be on his case too.
Obama already fucked up, and CNN jumped all over it today.
Well, I mean, we'll jump over it. Like the fact that I do not like his Treasury pick. I think it's just as much of a fucked dude as anyone else, especially when he can't even pay his own goddamn
taxes. You know, he had that transparency thing he wants to do, and a big part of that is they don't want any lobbyists working in the White House. He says this is going to be a solid thing, and then turns around the next day and says, "Oh, except for this one because we need him," and he's getting called on it.
Yeah,
he went down into the press corps today, and the press corps jumped all over him, and he said, "I'm not going to come down here if you guys are going to grill me about things. I just came down to say hello." So they're already he's under a lot of scrutiny because people expect a lot out of him. So he's going to be held under a much, much finer microscope than Bush ever was because we just expected Bush to fuck up. We knew that from the get-go.
We knew that from the get-go. I mean, the election started – everything started wrong in 2000. Everything started wrong. You know, you have George Bush sitting there and your lawsuit is – or your presidency is being determined by a fucking Supreme Court deal that isn't even a legal thing for the Supreme Court to fucking do. And, you know, they're not part of fucking deciding the president.
So you guys don't think it's in Obama's case, that's just desperation to make a story off of anything?
I don't think it's desperation. I think because of what he honestly does stand for, he will be held to a much higher accountability level than Bush ever was.
And he set himself up for that.
We just expected Bush to fuck up after a while. After, I'd say about the fifth year in office, is like, oh, hey, guess what? He fucked up again. Not really shocked there.
No.
It was something we just knew was going to happen. Obama has set the bar very, very high for himself, and they're going to hold him to that, and they're going to hold him to that accountability. And I almost feel sorry for him in that aspect, because if he doesn't fix things right away, it's going to be, oh, well, he couldn't do it. It's just more Democrat
lies.
You
know, I got to be fair, though. I mean, we're in such a shithole that it isn't going to be able to be fixed in just 4 years.
This isn't going to be an instantaneous fix.
Now, the thing is, do you really believe that most of the people believe that he's going to go in there and everything's going to be all right in 6 months? Or do you think that the American public, most of them know, is going to be a 2 or 3 years in work to do it?
I think a lot of people, and unfortunately they're stupid, they expect some changes right now. They don't understand that any sort of change, any sort of significant beneficial change, is going to take a while to implement.
Well, but do you think that's the same thinking in the regards that we thought that a black person would probably never get elected because white people down south, or, you know, countries, I mean, in places like, you know, states like North Carolina or Virginia will ever vote for Obama?
I'm throwing out the race card in this one. I want to throw out the race card entirely. I don't think it has anything.
I'm not talking about race. I'm not talking about race. I'm not discussing racism. I'm talking about overall people's thinking. Do you really think that we're kind of underestimated because we, you know, everybody in the press is saying like, oh, everyone's going to expect Obama to make these changes and stuff like that. Do you think it's the press that's making people believe that it's going to change overnight? Or do you think that people understand in Obama's message that what he's saying is it's going to really take a while before everything can, you know, go as the way that it should be?
I think the press has done some of that. However, I think that the expectation is on his shoulders because he is, 180 degrees different than George W. Bush. I think there's, you know, to use his own campaign slogan, hope. You know, we hope, you know, everything's going to get better, but we need someone to do something. And I'm getting all tongue-tied because I'm trying to think and pace out my thought.
I see where you're going with it. I think the media is setting a lot of that up. But a lot of that setup was done by him and his campaign. So, yeah. We got to go to a break, guys.
King Hush here, boys and girls. And when I'm not token on some dude's pole, I mean, on the bong, I like to check out Spankwagon Radio, hosted by CanusHosting.com. I heard you can get website hosting for less than a dime bag. Now to the Poo Deck playlist.
Thank you.
Oh, we're back.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Potential award-winning show.
Yeah, potential award-winning. I haven't gotten too much word on that front yet, but...
Here's the deal, folks. We are up for Showdown Network Show of the Year. I guess the announcement for Show of the Year will be Monday.
Yep. Actually, what we are going to recommend everyone do is Monday night. When you're done listening to Spankwagon tonight, take a few moments, go over to Showdown Network. The link is right there off of Spankwagon. So click on the link, click through, go there.
Click through.
Get the time and all the information to listen to the, I think it's like the wrestling award show. I'll have to bring it up here specifically. But it's an award show that we have been nominated for an award.
For Show of the Year.
Yes. Showdown Network Show of the Year 2008.
I don't know how many other shows are up against us on that one. But
I don't know either, actually.
We're against what?
All I know is a couple weeks ago I got a heads up saying, hey, you guys have been nominated.
It's like, we got Spankwagon Radio and the next show is... Uncle Murray's Child Molester Channel. Which show is the best show of the year?
If it's us against the child molester, I'm telling you, it's going to be a close race.
It's going to be a close race. We may edge it out by one fucking vote.
Our listeners are probably big fans of both. Speaking of wrestling, by the way, yours truly, the new voice of the Olympic Gardens WWE parties, will be hosting the Royal Rumble this Sunday over at the Olympic Gardens for those of you who live in Vegas.
You know, and this is your first time doing this too, isn't it?
This is my first, yeah. I'm not starting with some shitty pay-per-view like Armageddon or like No Way Out or
No Mercy.
No Mercy. No, no, I get to start on the number two pay-per-view of the year, and I'm a little stressed, I'm a little freaked out. But that does lead into yours truly being an award winner himself.
Explain this because, okay. For those of you guys who haven't been paying attention, a couple Sundays ago, we, Spankwagon Radio, produced Gotti 9. We had Big Daddy Decaf. We flew him in from L.A.
Goddamn right.
yeah, we lie off our asses. But no, we flew him in from L.A. to interview all these women. I saw you get so much tit in your face. It was
tits on the face.
And the best part is every time they were doing it, I always said, no, I'm keeping it professional. And it would get them more excited. Like, they really want me to fucking do shit. You know what I'm saying?
Do you want to stick your entire fist in my ass?
I'm sorry, baby. I can't. I'm professional.
Exactly.
Which roughly tonight. Translated to his wife was watching at home.
Yeah, and you know, let's see, let's break it down. Decaf was the man.
He was the talent.
The talent. We had Brown Guy for video. We had a photographer there. We had me running around, doing
coordinating.
Stuff, coordinating. I was so exhausted that
now,
night.
I was supposed to only be there to do the video. So let me read you my award for MVP, Most Valuable Perv. The MVP award gives us a chance to recognize one of the many people who volunteer their time and effort each year for a chance to get really close to hot and wild chicks. Gotti doesn't happen without them, and it's more work than many would think. Murphy got more than he expected when he showed up to Gotti 9. Originally, to be their behind-the-scenes tech geek for the webcast, he ended up having to grab a mic for the scheduled MC when the scheduled MC didn't show up. Apparently, he was half-decent at it, too.
We had a scheduled MC?
Yes, we did.
We had one. Nice job, Murph. Thank you much, Jimmy Diggs. Appreciate that.
Where's my award?
Goddamn, dude, your award was titties on your face.
Yeah, you know what I got? Nothing.
You got right? You yeah, got molested yeah, by
you,
Abe at one
you know
point.
What? I can't say shit. You didn't get no titties. You didn't get no horns.
Between me, the photog, and the video guy, what did we get? Nothing.
No, jack shit. You know what?
Actually, no. I did get one interview in because I was trying to get on the floor interviews. You know, man on the street type interviews.
Man on the street.
But the minute I started, then something happened. I'm like, fuck. Okay, well, time to go off to do something else. So yeah, congratulations there, Murph. Which obviously then means that, you know, the on-mic skills led to more work.
Well, I wouldn't really call it work, but yeah, so that'll be Sunday for those of you in Vegas. Come on down to the OG. There's like a 2-drink minimum, but you don't have to pay the cover. And the best part is when you sit there and watch the wrestling, the hot stripper chicks wander back and forth all night. It is outstanding.
Yes. And then there's the ugly one.
Yeah.
You know, because you got to, you know, equal opportunity and all that.
Equal opportunity bitches.
Equal opportunity.
But what's great is, man, sometimes the dog-faced gremlins,
rough,
to throw in the pro wrestling reference,
oh, yeah,
have, like, the most perfect ass or tits you could buy.
Oh, unbelievable. Some of those girls have a body, has a physique that will not terminate.
Butter.
A body that just won't quit.
Nope. Butterface.
Butterface.
A physique that just won't terminate.
She got a body that just won't quit. That's it, exactly.
Nice. Decaf, how you doing, man? It's been a couple weeks. Where have you been?
Well, Colorado.
Why?
Well, the first week I had to go to my, of course, my brother's going away party and shit like that, which turned into going to a fucking club later on the night. Oh yeah, I was not supposed to say it on there.
Did you get play in the parking lot?
But you know, I wore the same suit that I wore to Gotti.
Oh, nice. He wore the PJ.
And it was the foundation in the fucking
room at Mandalay Bay.
Yeah, we had a fucking, our own space set aside for us and everything, right? So.
Damn.
It was some hot Latina chicks that this girl's friends with.
I gotta ask a question now.
I'm not a big daddy.
Did someone have some unpaid fines? That's how you got comped the foundation?
No, it's somebody that knows somebody and knows somebody who's friends with somebody.
I got a nigga who knows a nigga who knows a nigga.
Yeah,
exactly.
Nice. It was one of my brother's, secretaries that work for him.
Wait, is that brother or brother?
No, brother.
Oh, okay.
Actual brother.
Hank, brother?
Brother. And you met him a couple of times.
Your brother? Your brother's a great guy.
With the Chinese girl?
Oh, yeah. Your brother's a nice guy. Yeah. I love him to death.
Let me tell you about this fucker. I'm about to throw him out of the bus.
Oh, here we go.
This is the good shit right here.
Oh, wait. If you're going to do that, I don't want to say new, but we have Under the Bus music that I think is
okay. Nice.
Hold on.
Oh, okay. So while he's bringing that up and we're going to... Now, is your brother moved?
Yes.
He can't come and get revenge on you until he hears this later, right?
Yes.
If he ever does. Okay.
So
I think this is perfect Under the Bus music.
You're up. Oh, Jesus.
All right. Bring it down a little bit so Deep Calf can tell his story.
Okay. So we go to the foundation room, right? It was me, my brother Sean, my other brother Felton, who we're talking about.
Felton.
And Josh.
Oh, Jesus.
Why, God, yes.
Wait. We're talking Josh.
Josh. We're talking Josh.
Wait. Hold on a second.
Super white guy.
Super white guy.
We have to change the music because we can't have the Under the Bus music for this. Hang on.
Wait. We got super white guy Josh music?
Super.
Because Josh emanates whiteness.
I mean, he is.
Like Crest. I mean, that dude is fucking plain paste Crest. I love Josh. Don't get us wrong. We love Josh, but. There, you can't get white more than FF, FF, FF.
So, first of all, you know, of course, Josh was the fucking SDA driver and shit, right? So we get into his dad's car, right? And my brother's like, you know, my brother Sean's like, well, I'm going to get some CDs so we can have something to listen to while we're there, right? This motherfucker, he's driving his dad's car and shit, which is the same as his car, except for his red, right?
Wait. What color is Josh's?
Josh's is blue. It's the fucking.
I don't care
it's
what.
It's an Oldsmobile, isn't it? Or
no, it's a. God damn it! How did I forget?
Town and Country station wagon.
It's close. It's pretty close.
It's
to
something
that, right?
Very non-assuming and incredibly white.
Yes. Now
a Buick.
Now his dad has the same car but red. So my brother said, "I'm gonna get the CDs." Right? Guess what? No fucking CD player in the car. Fucking straight radio, dude. Straight fucking radio. You know, we're drunk as shit from my brother's already, you know, from his party, right?
Yeah.
So we're drunk as shit listening to fucking like REO Speedwagon and shit. You know, the wheel.
The wheel.
That's dirty.
Oh, shit.
The REO, I can't fight this feeling any longer. Yeah, that's what we're listening to in the fucking car, right? So.
That's not REO Speedwagon.
So we want to go. Yeah, that's our speaker.
Okay, regardless, though, you're listening to crap.
Boston, isn't
fucking
it?
No,
radio.
That's but so we decided to go park our cars at the athletic club so we, you know, so we
no
can leave the parking lot.
No one notices you.
Exactly. So then we go down the strip. We go to the foundation room. We go in there, right? Fucking Josh starts, Josh started throwing out drinks and he was actually talking to white women.
What?
He's actually... REO Speedwagon, baby.
No, it's Boston.
Hey, Boston. This is REO Speedwagon.
No,
baby.
It's Boston.
This is Boston.
It's REO Speedwagon, man. Did they make their first group? They made the fucking original.
I want to touch some boobies and a whore without giving her my ATM card at the strip club.
So we go to the foundation room, right? And he's dancing with some white chicks. Now, my brother, you know, he's married to a Chinese girl, right? Married to a Chinese girl. And so the first thing, so we go in there, fucking a pack of fucking Chinese girls.
dude, it's like, right. Gunga Din.
Yes, I mean like 10 to 12 of these motherfuckers, right? You know me, I'm in my suit and stuff. You know, I'm dancing with some of the Mexican chicks because Mexican chicks are, you know.
You dig the Latinas.
I dig the Latinas, right? So he's, this motherfucker disappeared. He didn't go back to the back room like for 2 hours. I was like, where the fuck is this fucker at? Go out there. He's dancing with like fucking four Chinese girls and shit. All these bitches. These bitches like 4'6", you know? Right? You know, he's like 6'1", right? These bitches like 4'6", and they're all dancing around them. And you know, going back and forth, and they see Josh up there doing some silly fucking dancing. Now, my brother Sean, of course, he's the smooth one. He's the one that was late at my party.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, Sean's smooth.
Yeah, he's smooth.
You know, he's smooth, right? So, yeah, you know, he's smooth.
Wait,
he's
wait. Chicks, right? So, you have a brother named Sean.
And a brother named
Felton. I'm still hooked up on Felton. They fucked on
a
pool table.
Now, hang on just a second.
Your parents
here.
Fucked on a pool table to get him, didn't they?
Now, so we're now talking about there being bitches everywhere, right?
Yes, we're talking about being bitches everywhere.
Titties. Ass and titties. Ass, titties.
Of course, you know me. I dance with Latina chicks. But titties. I walk by like 2 hours probably past. You know, we're
2
all,
hours.
We're probably all fucked up. We're all drunk. Josh is fucking drunk. Well, you know.
Who had his wallet?
He actually had his old wallet.
And did he look like a Chinaman? Because the last time I remember Josh drunk, he walked around like he was Chinese. Because, man, he had his eyes all squinty. He was just smiling like he just, you
know. Speaking of Chinese. Oh, we had the camera up. I'm going to show you. Well, how my brother was dancing when I walked by. You know, it's one of those things.
You might
want
to zoom out on this one. I want to see this.
Yeah, when you start doing your fucking scale, like, you know, go and see who's around, which chicks
are
whatever.
Wait, you need some dance music?
Yes.
Okay, let me get some dance music. Hang
on. Get some dance music there, Murph. Get some good dance music. Foundation room. We're talking high class.
All right, hang on.
He's doing it. He's finding it. Maybe. Stall.
It's taking a while.
Time.
Stall for time. God damn it!
He's like, I know the perfect way to keep this shit rolling.
Stall for time. You can listen to Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour at 9 o'clock on Tuesday nights, my friends.
Where the playlist is already built 3 hours in advance.
This motherfucker's doing this. Chinese girl under him. This motherfucker was doing this.
He got ya.
Backwards. He was on the bitch. Backwards, and the bitch was doing this.
Wait, this is your dance music?
Dude, I just grabbed something quick.
No, that wasn't quick, and that wasn't dance music. Well, I mean, other than the fact that Black Man wasn't able to dance to it, but still.
Anyway, but just, it's just funny. You know, you're going, you fucked up as shit, you're scaling the club.
So funny.
You wonder where the fuck people are. He's like, God damn, I haven't seen this motherfucker in hours. Go by, and you see your fucking brother bent backwards over some Chinese bitch. Doing some dance and fucking enjoying every fucking minute of it.
Well, good
it
for him.
Like, yeah, I know. I was like,
you know what the best part of that
shit.
Though? Josh, no matter what was going on in the world around him, this is what Josh heard in his head.
That is true.
Last time on the show, I tried to get Shanna.
Oh, man. Brutal.
Yes. So we ended up leaving. And then the next day, you know, we were talking, and he called me up when I was in Colorado. That's what my second part where
you
I was.
You know, I always figured Josh would be more.
I got to keep a
no. Where did my wallet go?
So this motherfucker called me at Colorado Springs, right? And I'm there kicking it with my friend Steve. That's why I was out there, because I was like, fuck it. We opened up the new library in Centennial Hills, right? I worked that long-ass fucking 16-hour, 17-hour shift or whatever. And I have vacation coming up, so I was like, fuck it. I want to get the fuck out. I don't want to be in Vegas, because if I stay in here, it's going to be three things. It's going to be Madden, Jacket Off, and Chores. right?
So you instead, you go to Colorado.
So I go to Colorado because one of my friend Clizzo, his, you know, his cousin was like, you know, anytime we'll fucking come out, you know, fucking come out, right? So I go out there. And the first night I was out there is Tuesday. So these motherfuckers are getting blazed and shit. I can't because they drunk us. So, so I'm sitting there and Josh calls me, right? This is like 4 days, 5 days, right? Josh is like, you know, that's one of the best times I ever fucking had. I'm like, dude, I've been thinking about this shit all week. I've never been to the VIP section before. Oh, that's my son's final countdown.
actually, you've been to California or Colorado now.
Yes, and I'll tell you what. White people really don't give a shit out there. White people do not give a shit in Colorado. I mean, it's like windows give roll down, fucking beer drinking and shit, turn to the cops smoking a bowl and shit. Keep on going.
Who's I'm Colorado, like, man?
Colorado Springs, though. Colorado fucking
Which
Springs.
Which is kind of the ghetto of Colorado.
I mean, it's like...
At least I remember.
You go down the street, there's downtown. Then you go back, you're like, oh shit, you're in Denver. Oh, fuck.
No, Colorado Springs ain't anywhere near Denver.
No, it's an hour away. It's 1 hour away. It takes like 45 minutes to get there.
I don't remember being that close to Denver. I guess, I don't know. It's been in Colorado.
And ain't much shit to look at in Denver
well,
either.
No, there isn't. I think I drove by Mile High and that was about as great as it got. I think, yeah, I remember being there in like 94. So it's been a few years since I've been there. Obviously, I'm running to get back.
Yeah, there was really nothing going on, but I think the best thing was, his aunt's backyard. She had a fucking hot tub. Shut the fuck up.
Wait.
Not a hot tub, but the fucking, what is it?
A sauna?
A sauna. Yeah, she had a
Wait a minute. Now look, a hot tub I can understand, cause you can chill out and not be gay in a sauna, but. So you were in a sauna with two other white dudes?
No.
Three other white dudes?
No, I was in a sauna by myself. See, that's why I said shut the fuck up. It was like 11 at night. It's a goddamn thing, you know, you plug in, you fill it with water, you sit in there, you turn the degrees up to like 106 or whatever, and you fucking sweat it out, whatever. Well, I tell you what, it is nice as shit in 10-degree weather, my friend. All you see was a Stevie D. Negro come out. All you see is fucking Steve coming from me. You know, like when the football players take their helmets off. You see
the shit
coming off the forehead. That was coming off my fucking crotch. You see Steve coming.
So, I can see you just sauntering out to the sauna, hoping that there'll be a chance encounter with some fine white woman
in Colorado.
Already pre-shaving the balls just in case. Just waiting out there. You were waiting for someone. You were. Don't lie to me. You were in that sauna. You got the towel.
I was waiting for Clizzo's cousin.
Waiting for Clizzo's cousin?
She's hot as
Is
shit,
she?
Dude.
Did you have the... Now, I'm going to guess that you were all prepared that when she walked out that you'd stand up to greet her, of course, and the towel would be very loosely knotted. Is that it?
Yeah, I did feel a sign.
Sitting there. Just waiting for some hot underage white girl.
And then when she came out there, I was doing a fucking Judge Reinhold in Fast Times Richmond.
Doesn't anyone knock anymore?
Wow. Okay, we're going to be going to break here in a couple minutes, but I know there's something we wanted to talk about before that.
Yes.
Who missed our cue? Was it you?
I don't know. I don't even know what we're going into.
You missed the cue.
You missed your cue.
What's my cue?
Oh, my God. Trencher, play the stuff that Decaf gave you.
Man, we're going off of that. Great high to this.
As president of the United States, he fiercely rejected any assessment that America's global moral standing was damaged during his 8 years in office. President Bush also declared himself disappointed with the tone in Washington during his administration. Li Xiang reports.
Just over a week before he hands power over to President-elect Barack Obama, U.S. President George W. Bush defended his decisions on the Iraq War, the issue that would define his presidency.
Is this Al Jazeera?
There have been more than 4,000 U.S. deaths and many more thousands of Iraqis killed since the invasion and toppling of
Saddam. You know, I want their co-host 4,000. Sounds better.
The U.S. president said, you know, not finding weapons of mass destruction was a significant disappointment.
Like to inflict damage on America.
Hey, there's something wrong with your video, decap.
Yeah, this fucked up, huh?
Damn it. Dick
is a killer. Oh, no. Oh,
damn it! You're not the vice president anymore.
No, you're not.
You're fucking not the vice president anymore. Dick, we know you're on the line. Fucking talk. We know you're not the VP.
How you doing there, guys?
Ah! You're out, motherfucker!
Look. I know it's a sad day for you guys here at Spangwagon Radio. I know you've gotten used to me being here. It's kind of a sad day for me as well. Oh, thanks, guys. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
So I heard that you're a Chair Force One now.
Yeah, Chair Force One, that's me. Yeah, I got that one from Rosa Parks. Yeah, my time here running the country is done. I'm a little disappointed. I'm a little saddened that we couldn't get more accomplished.
So are you going to start your own TV sitcom?
That's my Cheney. I don't see that on the horizon on ABC anytime soon, but then again, Scrubs will be off the air soon enough. They got to fill it with something. Now, look, guys, I got to tell you, our work isn't done here with the White House. Our work isn't done with the administration. Our work is certainly far from done with the American people. And once we make the people in Iran pay for what they did on...
Wait, whoa. Dick, I'm calling you on this one. You just said Iran.
No, I didn't.
Yes, former Vice President Dick Cheney, you just said Iran.
No, Treasure, I think you're a little delusional again.
You know what?
You were last night when you were wandering around your bathroom naked with a sock on your crotch. You think we didn't see that one, buddy?
Well, how did you see it? We have no longer power to go there with
Again, there's still a transitionary period. I may not be in the office every day, but I still have my friends there at the NSA.
Look, Robo Dick Cheney, okay? You're done. It's over.
I'm not There's, done.
They
I
are.
Can't be done. I can't be done. Now look.
Gitmo's already going down.
Look, Gitmo is unfortunate. I'm very glad that we're closing it down. And all the terrorists there that we got, that we captured from Iran and Pakistan, I'm very glad that we're going to go ahead and turn them over to be prosecuted in their own countries.
But that wasn't the original plan, and you've only prosecuted, what, three people the entire time that's been open?
Well, you know, there's a lot of evidence to go over. There's a lot of yellow cake that we have to go through. There's
yellow tape? Yellow tape.
No, yellow cake. Okay. There's some weapons of mass destruction that we have to make sure of.
Wait.
Disarmed before we can prosecute them and use them as evidence.
You haven't found any weapons of mass destruction. What are you talking about?
I never said anything about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
You just said... No, you didn't say Iraq. I will agree to that.
And look, no matter what, you have to remember that this country has to come back together. President Obama, Hussein... What is it? Hussein something or other? President... look, okay, President Barry Hussein, He has a lot of work ahead of him. And look, again, it is very important that this country get back to remember to doing what's right, and that's to prosecute the Iraqi and the Iranian terrorists who were responsible for 9/11 and the bombing of the USS Cole. That is very important that we get back into those standards of prosecution.
So speaking of which, do you feel that the closing of Guantanamo Bay is a bad thing, or you feel like it was necessary?
I think that it was possibly a bad thing, depending upon the outcome of the terrorist trials.
Wait, it's only bad if you think it's fucking bad.
I think it's bad if it proves that, I think it's bad if it shows bad for the American public.
Secondly, you guys have done shit. You brought up the coal. You guys have done shit. Shit, nothing, zip, zero, nada about the USS Cole. Shut up, Dick! Dick! Shut the fuck up, Dick! Motherfucker, shut the fuck up! Yeah, I can talk back now. I don't care if you can spy me. You're not in the fucking charge of the country. Listen, Robo Dick.
I did shoot my friend in the face and he apologized for it.
Yeah, I'm not your friend. I don't have to apologize when you shoot me. I'll just be fucking dead. Now, as you were trying to state that you'll get back to the basics of the USS Cole, your administration did nothing about the USS Cole and the seven sailors that died with that impromptu explosion as they were pulling into the dock.
Now, look, Treasure, you are right. We haven't quite prosecuted the Iranian terrorists in charge.
They weren't Iranian.
They were Muslim extremists from Iran.
No, and are you sure they were from Iran?
Did you say Iraq or Iran? You said both.
I'm sorry, I said they were Muslim extremists, but if you want to go ahead and say they're from Iran.
I did not say that!
You're having a disagreement as to where they're from. Look, it doesn't matter, okay? They're brown people, and we don't like brown people, and that's all
wait a minute. So you're saying it's blatant racism. Absolute blatant racism.
I don't think I said anything about race. I just said something about skin color, and that's brown. And look, you have a brown man in your studio, and he's not from Iraq or Iran.
I never said anything about Iraq or Iran, Nick.
Excuse me, and he's certainly not an Iranian terrorist responsible for 9/11. I think that you need to be a little more cognizant of your thought process there, Trent.
But that isn't what I said, and I'm very cognizant.
All right, Dick Cheney. Since you go into bullshit about the Iran-Iraq issue, I want to know something. Are you going to really tell me that you were running the fucking country, and what did you used to beat Bush with to get him in shape, to get him in line, to do what you want him to fucking do?
There wasn't really a lot of beating involved. It was more like a chip in the back of his head and one of those shock collars that you put on your dog. We put it around his testicles. The downside is it malfunctioned one day and caused him to swallow a pretzel hole.
Okay, Dick. I applaud that one. I applaud that one, Dick.
We tried to get it around his neck, but he kept scratching at it until he got raw. Now look, again,
is that the same thing that caused him to fall off the Segway?
No, that's just general stupidity.
The mountain bike?
Again, stupidity.
The dumb looks.
Stupidity.
The
laugh. That one's genetics.
Okay.
Now look, guys, again. I am going to be leaving you here. I do believe this is probably going to be the last time on because the NSA is taking my secure line, and I certainly don't want this showing up on the caller ID. Because I don't want you to know I'm calling from inside the building. But it's important that you remember that this country is founded on freedom, and the Iranian terrorists who perpetrated 9/11 and the USS Cole and had all those mobile labs in Iraq and the weapons of mass destruction that were not found there but were, in fact, moved. All of that could have been worse had it not been for the Bush administration taking care of the American public.
Okay, so
yeah,
then
they put in some fucking debt.
So what I want to know is how much money did you make from Halliburton in this war?
I myself didn't make any money directly from Halliburton, but let's just say several companies that I am a member of received contracts from Halliburton. There were no bid contracts from the country that were did funnel down into a couple of million, hundred million. I think I'll have to look on my Cayman Islands bank account. Look, here's a simple rule with me: you take how much money I say I made on my taxes last year, triple it, add in however much the rest of the country made. And multiply it by the gross national product of any South American country, and you generally come up with about half of what I make.
Hold on, I'm doing the math in my head.
You're gonna hurt yourself, Trencher. Don't try.
No.
It's a little complex.
It's a lot of fucking zeros.
So are you sad that you're leaving the White House?
I'm very sad that I'm leaving the White House and I'm leaving, thusly leaving your program. It's been a fun 8 years, I have to say. We've had some interesting times. I'll never forget that day that Rumsfeld took one of those Predator drones and we flew it over the Swedish bikini team as they were getting changed outside for a photo shoot. That was a great day. There was also the day that we made Alfredo Gonzalez. We made him do the Mexican hat dance in the Supreme Court chamber. That one was really funny. You should have seen it. Roberts had a field day with that one.
Yeah, I can actually imagine that'd be kind of fun, actually.
So what's your plans now that you're going to leave the White House?
I think I'm going to go ahead and go back to my temple.
Temple?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to a full-time Satan worshiper these days. I think I'm going to sacrifice some virgins, drink their blood. Don't forget, I do have the dark side of the force that I have to control. Being a Sith Lord is kind of tough these days. Turns out midichlorians are just another form of HIV.
No!
Which I don't care what those CIA faggots say. We did not create that specifically to target the black man. That one was for the gays.
So when are you finally going to fucking die and make everybody happy that you're dead?
I died 15 years ago. I just forgot to tell anybody.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, Dick. We're starting to run out of time. Give us a final piece of advice that we can use.
A final piece of advice. Well, you know, guys, it's been a long, strange road here in the last 8 years. I've learned a lot. Hopefully I've taught you guys a lot. I think if there's any one piece of advice that I can get ready to tell you, it would be, you know, always check your six. Always rely on your friends. And for God's sake, make sure you have enough ammunition in your shotgun with you. Because if one of those little mouthy fuckers starts to say something you don't like while on a camping trip, feel free to shoot him in the face.
Dick.
Dick is a killer. 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 Dick is a killer.
I think with that,
Dick is a killer. Dick is a killer.
We need to go to break.
Dick is a killer. Dick is a killer. Dick is a killer. Dick. Fuck yourself. Kiss my ass.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio. God, I really hope this paycheck clears.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Spankwagon.net is proudly hosted by CanisHosting.com. For all of your metal needs, it is brutal.
Teenage wasteland. It's only teenage wasteland.
Oh, fuck. We're back, Spank Wagon Radio. Now, for those of you listening to the audio stream, we love you, but you got to check out online, spankwagon.net, the VOD stream.
You also have to check out Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour, Tuesday nights, 9 o'clock, right here.
Not every Tuesday. It's like
every other Tuesday.
Every other Tuesday. Well, here's the thing. Go to the site. You can check it out every Tuesday for all I care. But, at least the podcast will always be available.
Oh, yeah.
And, I feel bad, but I recorded it, but I never listened to this week. So,
It was a really good
it's
show.
It's downloaded because what I do is I upload it and then I re-download to make sure everything works. So I have it. It's in my iPod. It's just, I haven't played it yet.
And the best part of that now is that if you get the feed either directly from the site or from iTunes, both shows are in there.
Yeah.
So you don't miss out.
Actually, anything that we do from now on as Spank Wagon, will be a part of that. So that's.
I should do a chat with Decaf and have you come in and tell me about all your personal problems and shit.
We'll talk after the show. It'll be very interesting.
That'll be interesting.
Who wants to board up? We'll get that one to a studio engineer.
I'd board up that one. It
was a joke.
Fuck off. I'd honestly board up that show. That'd be really interesting.
Hey, we got to do this.
Okay. But I think Virgil should be disqualified from this week's because he just fucking showed up.
Yeah, but he showed up because he didn't pay attention to the right alarm on his computer.
Blah, blah, blah,
Ladies
blah.
And gentlemen, now is the time in Spank Wagon Radio where we acknowledge you, our faithful listeners, by giving you mad props! Got to change this. We don't have the clicker lickers. So let's give it up to 1077DX. What a cheap shot. Let's give it up to Toe. Virtual One. And Radio X UK. Now here's someone who just showed the fuck
showdown.
Up. Showdown. Showdown Network. Hey. Think we badger him in the chat room enough? Well, hold on real quick. Let's finish this up. So everybody hanging out in the chat room, we're going to give you...
Skip. I'm in the chat room. I didn't get mad props.
Yeah, you're here too, dude. Hey, real quick. I was noticing they showed up in the room. Showdown is in the chat room. Did we win? Did we win?
Did we win? Did we win?
Did we win?
Did we win?
Did we win? We want to know if we won. Did
if
we win?
We won.
Decaf will give you a blowjob. Twice.
So you guys must want to lose. So like someone's kicked the duck.
What? No, I just, you know. Look.
Well, what?
I don't want to tear down the fourth wall.
That's what happens when you
fucking tear down the fourth
that's
wall.
That's what happens.
Yeah, because it's over after tonight. That's it.
See, Virtual said one what. That's what happens when you fucking come late to the show, Virtual.
Get the camera on you when you do that, because I mean that's
yeah.
We just retired this bit.
I'm kind of sad this bit's over with because I don't have too many bits I get to do solo on the show, especially ones I get.
No, it's never been a solo bit. You have been the absolute abbot to my Costello, and you know.
This is how the show actually. This is how Robo Dick Cheney actually works. It is just a very simple voice changing little thing that we've actually gone through about three batteries on it now.
Yeah.
It's just this little guy right here, and all I do is I hold the thing here and I just talk into the microphone.
I think they can see what you do.
I know.
Oh wait, the radio people.
The radio people. I hold this thing and I talk into the microphone and I say crazy things and I say things like Iran's responsible for 9/11. You know, things like that. And it just gets Trencher up and running. And the best part is he genuinely gets upset when we do this. He gets very, very upset.
I do.
The best thing about Robo Dick Cheney is that I just laugh my ass off. And
Showdown just said the show's on Monday.
And the best compliment I heard, it was from Clizzo, and he said, "God damn, this motherfucker never gets tripped up, and he's always just, you know, you just keep going and going with it." And it's amazing to me that you don't get tripped up ever when you're doing a Robo Dick Chase. Well, except for Trencher got you one time where he's like,
But see, that's the point. My point is, while I'm sitting here screaming and acting like I'm so fucking pissed off, it gives him that chance to regroup, get with the next joke. I mean, that's...
You know, and even if I do trip up, I can just go back and say, you know, it's like a...
I never said that.
No, I never said that. I never said a rat responsible.
But you just did!
No, I think it's the responsible part of the American public to understand that Iran's part of 9/11...
Iran?
Yes, Iran's part of 9/11 was integral to the training of the terrorists in Iraq.
You see, it's that very strange Republican circular logic.
No, it's not a circular logic, but you called it earlier. We were talking about some other business before the show, and Murph goes one way, I go another on almost, well, on a lot of things creative. That's why we're able to put that shit together.
It was so funny to just hear them talk and try to be be in the middle ground. It's like, wow, it's a good shit, though.
I'm going to miss Robo Dick. Who knows? He might come back.
I love
all, now, all I know is, you know, this was the perfect.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And actually, I'll tell you right now, for Clizzo, that's a mashup. Obviously, go to RX Music and start looking it up. The album's called The Party Party, where he does a lot of this shit, a lot of other stuff with like George Bush singing "Walk on the Wild Side" and
now
Sunday Bloody Sunday.
If we are going to retire this thing, then this guy's got to go over there.
Are we putting him on the shelf?
Putting it on the shelf.
It's going to the shelf?
It's going to the shelf? You're not going to use it ever later? You may use it later.
I may, but for now...
Hey, museum pieces can be played with, but that's now on the shelf. A moment. All right, it's on the shelf. Ah, shit. All right.
Speaking of which, where is my... What's her name? Was it Jocelyn? What was it?
Oh!
You
my
what?
My autograph picture.
Oh, yeah. What's up with all that? Because we got some of those autograph pictures, and this is all from the Gotti shit. I know. It's coming up to the end of the show, so now we're all starting to wind down. Wind you down.
Oh, that's why. Winding
the Jocelyn Pink one, the pen she signed it with was kind of weird, and the ink almost went a little haywire.
Why have to decide the picture? God.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What it was in the words.
It was, again, I think it's...
look at this.
She used a cheap pen on that. Now, if you look at Haley's...
Now, do we know if Haley's going to come in and Haley finally take the fire hydrant in her ass?
Here's the thing. Here's proof right here. And it says on there, you can see it, guys. Hopefully you can see it anyway. There's proof right there that she does want to come on. It says, can't wait to come take Big Red, signed Haley Young. And she signed it in Sharpie. I wish Jocelyn would have signed hers in Sharpie. And I'm really sorry. You can see that pen is a regular ink pen on a glossy.
She did tell me to wait for it to dry, but goddamn, I didn't know it was going to be like 6 hours and shit.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
All right. Looking at what we got. Actually, I think we're starting to wrap up, maybe even though it's a little early tonight. But
you don't have to wrap up yet.
Well, we'll play the music here in about two.
Sorry. Were we going to post this actually in the studio or just going to...
I want to post it in the studio because we have a lot of our Spankwagon memorabilia. Where's the poster from one of the Lucky Betty's girls who signed that poster for us? There's supposed to be a poster around here.
None of our fucking memorabilia has ever made it on the
walls. Where's the signed Lucky Betty's calendar?
No clue.
Did that disappear?
That disappeared.
Okay, that's it.
Are we nominated for like Showdown Show of the Year and shit? We can't even get fucking shit on the fucking walls in here.
We are.
Okay,
nominated.
See, here's the thing though. We've never taken an interest in putting shit on the fucking walls here.
Well, because we always felt like the bastard
stepchild.
How's
G Regulars check in with fucking 5 minutes left of the fucking show? How's half our listeners coming? God damn it, you know we go up at 9. How's half the listeners coming in fucking after 8:30?
Maybe they're here. Who's up after us in the studio, King Hesh?
They're here to hear King
Hesh. Ain't no one here to hear that motherfucker. He got no talent.
All right, look. Let's,
God
let's,
damn, you're getting pissed.
Jesus Christ. Let's talk about
fucked up. We got half the people in after 8:30.
Okay, let's talk about a couple things because the show's winding down. Number one, don't forget, guys, if you're not signed up through the podcast, you really are shortchanging yourself because it's nice to be able to go through.
Niggas always got shortchanged.
And re-listen to the show. Click on the podcast feed. Yes. I especially please use the iTunes link if you have a Mac or a PC and you use iTunes. Excuse me.
If not, I mean, we've got the podcast link. But now, on the new site, because I did another refresh on it, we've got RSS feeds for everything.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you won't miss a beat with us. And actually, I gotta mention, the forum, starting to see some life in the forum, which is entirely 100% listener driven.
Don't forget, on the forum is the death poll. or the death pool this year. More and more people are getting closer to dying. Guys, if you want some free porn, please go over and post your pics on the on the Deadpool.
Other ways to get a hold of us, of course, if there's anything you want us to play, and I don't say this often at all, but we do have our email, swr@spankwagon.net. Click send us an email. Send us some music if something you want to hear during our breaks or anything like that, or if you have any audio or anything like that. We want to start. I'll tell you, we've been talking about this for months and months and months. Mm-hmm. There's something coming. It's decaf. Oh, no. it's actually a little bit of that. It's a little bit of rebranding.
I'm gonna show my O face. Oh.
So what's coming?
Apparently now Murph.
There is something coming. Something that works specifically for you guys.
Yes, very much. Specifically
do I know about it?
Yes, you do.
You do. We've talked about it.
We recorded all those promos for it and still haven't used it.
No.
Also, don't forget, guys. The video isn't just live, it's also VOD.
Which now that once I put up the podcast, Murph comes in and swoops in, changes a little bit of code, and we'll drop in the VOD stuff.
Yeah, we
just come swooping in and shit.
Yep, you'll be able to go, because on the website, you'll see when the show is posted, you'll be able to go into that.
I can't wait to see you, your man, Keely.
Exactly. The show is hey, you're going to be in one too, motherfucker.
Yet again, I won the contest, I lost the contest.
You'll be able to, you can go in there now, and I archived most of last year's shows. So it's not such a huge list, but now the shows that are in that list they have the same name as they have the night that we played them, and I try to keep them in chronological order.
Nice.
I think those ones are starting with my birthday show.
Cool.
But from now you'll be able to go in there, and when you click on for that show, you'll be able to watch the video right there on the site.
And I must say, still one of the best shows ever. It had to be when them ones on the last time. And I don't know which I can't remember what date that show was. But that show was fucking
hilarious. I want to say it was in December.
All right, so let me say this right now. First off, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
The greatest award-nominated.
The award-nominated internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
With award-winning talent.
That's right.
It's a beautiful thing.
Big Daddy DK. Oh, that was you.
No, you just get big old titties in your face. You win that prize. Got a bunch of people to thank. First off, all of our kick-ass syndicates. The 1077 The X, Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, KC Host Radio Network. Of course, our home studio, LV Rocks, LVRocks.com, Radio X UK, Juar, we love ya. Showdown Network, and if we win the award, that'll be cool. got $20. Will that help? Steel City Radio, Trax Radio out of Australia.
Yep.
Of course, we got to pay a big thank you to Dan, CanisHosting.com, for providing the website space.
And guys, no matter what the website says the prices are, we still have special pricing for you guys. Pricing at Canis Hosting shows website start at $1.99 a month.
Yep.
Dan said that is going to stick around for our listeners no matter what.
Uh-huh. Now, I also got to say a few thanks to, first off, actually not thanks anymore, Decaf's book, August of 77. Click on the link to buy that.
Oh, and I want to talk about that.
Next week. Okay. Also, myspace.com/spankwagon, twitter.com/spankwagon, because we can't whore ourselves out enough yet.
Don't forget, guys, you can catch me this Sunday at the Olympic Gardens for the WWE's Royal Rumble. I'll be hosting that.
And who gives a shit?
Well, you will, because you're going to be there.
Shut up, book writer.
Look, someone's like I'm wrestling. Reminds me, I found that picture.
Yeah, we're not lying. You can find it in the archive. Okay. I got their most
fuck that anymore.
Podcast.lvrocks.com. Don't forget the podcast feeds on our site. All the many different ways of us getting a hold of things. Find our show, listen to our show, interact on the forums, have something to say. Folks, this is your show as much as it is ours.
You bet that shit, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
So why don't they ever call?